on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Adam Fry, why aren't you live in the studio like you were last week?
Oh, Webby, it's always great. It's a privilege for you to have me in there. So sometimes, you know, I've got to make you want me more. So this is part.
Too much Adam Fryer is barely enough. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm currently at the Randwick Rugby Club launch here in the city. Wow. It's been a great morning. Daryl Gibson spoke. Simon Poitevin, former Waratah and Wallaby captain, was there. So supporting my local club.
Good stuff. Mate, we chatted with Daryl Gibson, New South Wales coach, 2 days ago, and it was quite amazing that we saw Ben Robinson come out of forward and say, we're not training hard enough. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Mate, yeah, look, with Benny Robinson, he's always been very good at being efficient with his training. Maybe it was a couple of front rows that weren't training hard enough, but maybe that was just his way of getting himself an own rocket. But look, I think the Waratahs aren't in such a bad place. A local derby match, and I'm not sticking up for a bad game of rugby, but that local derby between Queensland and New South Wales, it's underrated as far as...
Well, hang on, they got pushed all over the park, mate. What are you talking about? Look, their set piece was terrible.
Set piece is terrible, mate, but it was a pretty brutal game. And look, Darryl's made some changes there. He's brought Ben Robinson in, and he'll be his first person. He even said it here, their scrum's not good enough. And Will Skelton will come back into the side, although from the bench he'll add a bit, but their scrum isn't good enough. But I don't think the Tars are playing too poorly. I just don't think they've hit their straps yet. And when they do, they'll fly. But
well, they want to hurry
a little bit off, and they're going to have those problems without Tatafu Polosu now in the team. He's a huge part of that scrum going forward. And hopefully he can make an early recovery and get back in a couple of weeks' time.
Now, Adam, Greg Martin from Fox Sports. I don't usually really care what Greg Martin has to say because he's a bit of a gibber. But he's towed me up on radio before.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
You can get a bit back. He reckons the Waratahs won't make the eight. Thoughts?
I certainly respect some things that Greg says, but I don't take them as gospel. I think the Waratahs, for mine, all they need to do is just start to fire momentum. And even just from an audience and a crowd point of view, when the Waratahs are playing some good footy on top of the table, the crowds will come. They just haven't found their groove yet. Is it the new coach? Is it because they're not getting clean set-piece ball? I think it's a pretty brave statement. It's a bit of a headline to be able to say the Waratahs won't make the eight. I think they're the second-best team in the Australian Conference at the moment, closely followed by the Rebels. But for mine, I think the Brumbies are the best Australian team. For the Waratahs to miss the eight, they'd have to have a lot more injuries. I'm not sticking up for them, but with a fully-strength Waratahs side, they're going to be hard to beat. And if they're in the top four, they're still going to be a danger, in my view.
All right. Let's go Highlanders v. the Force, $1.05, the Highlanders. They're pretty good up against the Force, who are hapless, $10.
Yeah, look, it's interesting. It's daylight between the Australian teams and New Zealand at the moment. The Kiwi teams are firing, but they have played the lesser like South African and Japanese in the lower-ranked sides. I don't read too much into it there. But the Force just cannot cover the line. So whatever line is there, any head start, I'd be working against the Force.
The line's 19.5 there.
Oh, mate, I'd almost put it as my best bet on the punting club. That's how I think they'll go. They've had 3 weeks over there in Kiwi land, and I just think they're going to really struggle against an on-form Kiwi outfit. And, mate, the last 3 weeks, they just have not got near the line, and I think that'll continue.
What about Brumbies versus the Chiefs? Brumbies $1.46, the Chiefs $2.75. Thoughts?
I think the Brumbies are too short, firstly. I think the Chiefs are a very good team. Hard thing is for the Brumbies, they're just getting absolutely... no media, and it's all about their governance and CEO at the moment. People say to me that it doesn't affect the team and players don't mind. It would have an impact on them somewhat. They're working really hard and playing some good footy, and they had a good win against the Cheetahs last week, and it's none of the press and none of the accolades are going to them. So it's going to be after this weekend whether to see this Brumby side is the real deal and whether they're street tough and they'll be able to get this victory, because at the moment... you know, all the excuses are there for them to lose because of what's going on off the field. But I think they'll win, but gee, I'd be very nervous backing them around that market.
And your heart must be torn here, mate. The Waratahs, $1.28. The Rebels, $3.75. And now that's Sunday afternoon, so we urge everyone to get out there. It's a terrific family time, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon at Allianz.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a great game. Afternoon rugby, afternoon football in general is always pretty special. And look, Sean, Michael Hooper, all I've spoken about. if there are any rugby fans or Waratahs fans out there who haven't been too many games, just play Sean McMahon. He's an absolute animal. He's an absolute opposite to a rugby player. He's got a mohawk, he's got tatters, but just plays with so much heart. He'll be really up for it. I know the Rebels will be disappointed going down to the Highlanders last week, and they got absolutely annihilated. And they do have a very good scrum, the Rebels. So if they can get on early in that set piece, I'd put them as a chance. But as I said at the top of the call, just don't be too afraid to back the Waratahs at the moment. They're travelling okay. They're just not playing the way they sort of used to a couple of years back. But once they start firing, they'll be very, very good.
Very good, Adam. I'd love to see you with a mohawk, although I think your days of growing a mohawk are over. Adam Fryer, it's 8:30.